Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bike safety was the topic in Brooklyn this morning as the Department of Transportation opened a new protected bicycle lane and discussed an expanded initiative to keep bikes and motor vehicles apart.
The ribbon was cut in the new Fountain Avenue protected bike lane in Brooklyn, and the city aims to establish 30 new protected bike lanes every year. Courtney Williams, a consultant with the organization Brown Bike Girl, says the protected bike lanes are needed, especially in low-income places like East New York and Brownsville.
It's going to give the people who live in this area the choice and the opportunity to transport themselves in a way that's affordable, that's practical.
The city also added to the Green Wave. It's a technique to set the traffic lights so bicyclists can catch more green lights. They won't have to stop so often. What it means for motorists is it reduces the speeds to about 15 miles per hour. It was done on Hoyt and Bond Streets. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds in Brooklyn.